All right, ready to dive into some deep philosophical waters.
Always up for a challenge, especially when it comes to Aquinas.
We're tackling excerpts from On Being in Essence,
right?
Trying to unpack some of life's biggest questions, existence, categories, the whole shebang.
Aquinas was wrestling with some pretty fundamental concepts, and the amazing thing is, even though he was writing centuries ago, his exploration of these ideas is still so relevant today.
It's like he's giving us this map and compass to kind of navigate the nature of reality itself.
I like that, a philosophical map and compass.
So where does Aquinas tell us to start our journey?
He's very clear about this. You have to begin with the familiar. Think about those everyday things we encounter all the time. Trees, animals.
The coffee cup I'm definitely holding right now.
Exactly. Aquinas believed that by understanding the essence of these really ordinary things, we can then begin to grasp something much deeper about the universe and our place in it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But let's unpack this word essence. It sounds kind of, I don't know, mystical.
It can.
But I have a feeling Aquinas had something very specific in mind.
Oh, absolutely. For Aquinas, essence is like a blueprint. It's that recipe that makes something that thing and not something else.
Okay.
And when we're talking about physical things like your coffee cup.
Right.
Aquinas says essence really comes down to two primary ingredients, matter and form.
So matter being like the physical stuff, the ceramic of the cup.
Exactly.
What about form? Is it just the shape?
It's a little more than just the shape. Form is about the entire arrangement of that matter, its structure.
Okay.
And crucially, its function. Think of it this way. You could have a pile of ceramic shards, right?
Okay.
Just a mess of pieces. That's just matter.
Right.
But you mold those shards, you fire them, you shape them into that cylinder with a handle.
Yeah.
That's the form that makes it a functional coffee cup.
So that specific organization, the form, is what allows that cup to fulfill its purpose.
Precisely. It's that combination of matter and form, that specific recipe that defines a thing's essence and makes it what it is.
So just like that, we're not just a random collection of cells and organs.
Right.
It's the specific organization, the human form.
Yeah.
That makes us.
Well, us.
You got it. It's the human form that gives us our capacity for reason, for language, for creativity, all those things that make us uniquely human.
Yeah.
And this whole concept, this understanding of essence as a combination of matter and form, it's really the foundation for how Aquinas viewed the entire universe.
So we've explored this idea of essence with things we see and touch every day. But Aquinas didn't stop at coffee cups and houses, did he? He took this concept and stretched it to try to encompass the entire universe.
That's right. And to really get a handle on Aquinas' view of the universe, we need to introduce another one of his key distinctions.
Yeah.
The difference between what he calls composite and simple things.
Okay, so composite things, I'm guessing, would be like the examples we've been talking about. Things with both matter and form.
You got it. Your coffee cup, a flower, even our own bodies. Mm-hmm. These are all composites made up of different parts. This fusion of matter and form.
But then we have simple things. These are beings of pure form without matter.
Pure form, no matter. What kind of things are we even talking about here?
Think about angels, for example. Or even closer to home, consider the human soul. These entities, according to Aquinas, exist on a different plane. They're not bound by the same physical laws as those composite beings.
So we've got the material world of matter and form, and now this other realm of pure form. That's a pretty mind-blowing concept. So where does that leave God in all of this? He doesn't seem to fit neatly into either category.
You're right. God is a unique case, and this is where things get really fascinating. See, Aquinas believed that God is the ultimate source of all being, of existence itself.
Right.
And for God, essence and existence are one and the same.
Whoa. God's essence, is existence. So everything else is just kind of participating in that existence, but God is like the source.
That's a great way to put it. Imagine a hierarchy of being with God at the very peak, representing pure actuality, pure existence, and everything else flows from that source, existing in varying degrees of fullness.
A hierarchy of being. So angels, being pure form, would be higher on that hierarchy than humans, who are this mix of matter and soul.
You're catching on quick. The further down the hierarchy you go, the more potential something has, and the further it is from that pure actuality. Angels, in their immateriality, are closer to God's pure actuality than we are.
Okay, so it's like this scale. Pure actuality on one end, pure potentiality on the other, and everything in the universe kind of finds its place somewhere along that spectrum.
Precisely. But it's important to remember that for Aquinas, this hierarchy wasn't just some abstract philosophical idea. It had very real implications for how we understand ourselves and the world around us.
We've been on quite a journey with Aquinas, exploring this hierarchy of being from God's pure actuality down to us down here in the material world. But I want to bring it back down to earth for a minute.
Okay.
Why should we, here in the 21st century, care about any of this? What's the takeaway for, you know, the average person trying to figure out their lives?
That's the question, isn't it? And I think Aquinas would say that understanding these concepts, these ideas, it ultimately helps us to understand ourselves, our place in the grand scheme of things.
So knowing about essence, actuality,
mm-hmm.
helped me figure out my place in the universe.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, think about it. Aquinas is telling us that we're not just material beings like rocks or plants.
Right.
We're this unique combination of matter and form. We have these bodies, but we also have souls, that immaterial aspect. That's really what sets us apart.
Right.
We're finite beings, yes, but we have this capacity to grasp the infinite, to contemplate our own existence.
So by understanding our own essence, that mm-hmm. blend of matter and soul, we can get a clear perspective on, I don't know, like our potential.
Absolutely.
Our limitations, our place within this whole hierarchy of being.
Exactly. And those categories, that hierarchy, those aren't just these arbitrary boxes that Aquinas is like, oh, I'm just going to come up with these. He believed they really reflect these fundamental differences in how things exist. And that has huge implications for how we understand the world and interact with it.
So it's not just about, like, labeling things. It's about appreciating right. the way that they exist,
yeah.
their unique essence.
Precisely. Recognizing that a tree, for example, has a different way of existing than a human allows us to appreciate its unique value, its role in the world.
It's about respect, recognizing that inherent worth of all beings. It's amazing to think that these ideas, you know, they were conceived centuries ago.
Yeah.
And they still resonate so strongly today.
Absolutely. And it goes even deeper than that. You know, Aquinas's work continues to have this surprising relevance in fields like biology, physics. I mean, scientists today, they're still grappling with questions of categorization.
Oh, interesting.
Trying to, for example, define what distinguishes living from non-living.
Wow.
The tools that Aquinas developed for thinking about these very questions are still relevant to these really complex scientific endeavors.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like he provided a framework for understanding the universe that we're still kind of, even if we don't realize it, operating within.
Yeah.
Speaking of shaping our thinking, I have one final thought I want to bounce off of you before we wrap up.
I'm all ears.
We've talked about essence as this kind of unchanging blueprint, right?
Right.
But what happens when we start tinkering with essence itself? What about things like genetic engineering, artificial intelligence? These are advancements Aquinas could never have imagined.
That's such a poignant observation. We are really venturing into uncharted territory now. We're pushing the boundaries of what it even means to be human, to be alive. And Aquinas' framework, though it was developed centuries ago, it gives us a starting point for these really complex conversations, grappling with the ethical, the philosophical implications of these advancements.
It's like he's given us the tools to understand not only the world as we know it, but all these potential worlds that we might create.
Exactly. And it's up to us to use those tools responsibly, thoughtfully, as we explore these ever-expanding frontiers of knowledge, of existence itself.
What a perfect note to end on. We've journeyed deep into the world of Thomas Aquinas, exploring the nature of being, essence, this hierarchy of existence. And hopefully this deep dive has left you with a new perspective on your own place in the universe, and maybe even a desire to continue pondering these big questions long after the episode is over.